You're listening to Creative Thursday, episode number 204. Welcome to Creative Thursday with Marisa Ann Cummings. We're talking all things life, business, and creativity intended to inspire and empower you wherever you are on your creative journey, both personally and professionally. Thank you for listening. Hello, hello, my lovely podcast listeners. Oh my goodness, I have talked myself out almost. Is that even possible? Is that even a thing? Yes, it is. I'm going to go into hiding this weekend. I'm telling you, I'm going into hiding and I just want to pick up a paintbrush. But until then, I have some insight to share with you. I had a pretty big epiphany this week, bigger than usual, and I want to share it with you. This is going to be today a recording of a Facebook Live I did earlier this week. And if you're just tuning in or just meeting me for the first time, hello, thank you for listening as always. And the reason I'm out of words is because I'm on day 11, 30 days of creative epiphanies in 5 minutes or less. It's not going well, the 5 minutes or less part. I'm trying, friends, I'm trying. That I might just not be cut out for brief brevity. But I'm coming back. So essentially, I've been going live a lot more than usual, plus having a weekly podcast. But the last 2 weeks, I've been doing hours of teaching and going live, and I do love it. I really do. So this is not a complaint at all. Please know, I love it. It's my favorite. However, am running out of words. And you know how if you know me, you know I get analogies and sayings wrong. And Sean, I forgot to keep notes. But today, for instance, I just say things that are mixed up and random. And I said something like one fail swoop. And he was like, no, Maurice, that's one fell swoop. I'm like, what is a fell anyway? A fell is like a fell swoop, like it drops and it swoops. So just in case you were wondering and you happen to be making that same language error that I am, but I know it's because my brain is firing on a lot of cylinders right now. So with all of that said, a big shout out to Tammy Romani, who was our winner or is our winner from the 200 episode review giveaway. I will be sharing reviews with you in the next couple of weeks. It's so meaningful. Thank you to everyone who took the time to celebrate with me and leave a review. And Tammy is going to be getting a Creative Thursday collector box in the mail. And it's really special because I actually know Tammy. She's a fellow podcaster and became a friend here in Los Angeles. And Alexa, is she going to go off? I always ask her to choose the random numbers. And she ended up choosing Tammy. So it's really exciting and it's really wonderful to send a box to someone who is a dear friend and has been a great supporter of me on this part of my journey, especially. I also want to give Tammy a shout out for her own podcast, Empty Nest Empires. I encourage you to tune in and listen. She was also on the podcast. Oh my goodness. It's been a long couple of weeks. Tammy was one of my early guests on the podcast. So go listen to her episode. That's where we really got to know each other a little bit better. That happens sometimes when you have guests on your podcast, is they become your friends. It's so fantastic. And I was inspired by her. She has the most incredible voice because she has been a voice actor for many years. And she has the same passion that I do to really support, I know, women in particular in pursuing their passion and, you know, maybe starting a brand new career in the empty nest season of your life. So just a quick shout out to Tammy and all of you who left such kind reviews. It's the best gift you can ever give a podcaster. So I thank you in advance for leaving reviews and encourage you to do so on my podcast, on anybody's that you're listening to, because again, it's truly the best, as we would call it, the best tip jar for a podcaster. So today, let me think about how I want to preface the epiphany. Well, the doors to the expansive artists are open and they're closing today. So if you are getting this early and you've been on the fence, come and join us. If you want all kinds of reasons why, go to my Facebook page and listen to all the lives, but you'll also have this opportunity to tune in as well. I was answering some questions for future members, friends who became new members, and the doors close tonight, October 1st at 11:59 p.m. Pacific time, and it won't be open again at all this year. I don't know when we'll be open again. So I just encourage you, if you've been thinking about it, just join us. You know, you can always join for a month. I always also say, don't just do it for a month, because really at least 3 months is best. And ideally stay with us forever, because we love you. We love you already. And there will always be more to learn and make progress with, and new friends to make, and new collaborations to start. But if you join and it's not the right fit, it's not the end of the world. You can make a different decision. And of course, we will just do our best to support you. And I'm so excited with the members who are joining already. I'll just carry on about how moved I am by this whole experience, and I'll talk to you more about that. But we had almost 1,400 members go through the Sell a Piece of Art This Week challenge, and for the first time, I really reached a lot of new people, and it's just been, you know, you may remember my vision of taking 1,000 women artists. Of course, all are welcome, but 1,000 women artists to 7 figures in sales on your own timeline. That messaging is really about allowing yourself to go there in your mind. What would it look like if you sold that much work? I have sold that much work over a period of time, and I know what's possible for you. And now I'm also, for myself, shortening that time span. I mean, let's go. But something happens when you allow yourself to dream bigger than you've dreamt before. And I know that's just a number, but there's a lot of associations with that number. And that's why I picked it. And many times people don't think of artists coming close to that number, but we're going to change that. And the last couple of weeks, we just took that vision to a whole new level. So game on, friends. Game on. I say this a lot, but I'm like, oh, we're just getting started. We're just getting started. So come and join us. We have a lot of fun plans already in October, and then we're going to double down on supporting our members for this upcoming holiday season, and just finding as much peace and joy as we can, especially in our country during this very somewhat volatile, maybe a little bit chaotic, we'll leave it there for now, time. Focus forward, friends, focus forward. Stay connected to your joy and share more of that. Keep an eye on the possibilities. Keep an eye, because there are many, and I am here to remind you of that. So without further ado, alive from this week, oh yes, with an epiphany about honestly valuing yourself and your work. I'll speak more to this at another time, but I had an interesting experience this week, and it partly inspired this episode, which I did title The One Choice That I Made That Transformed my life and my income and enjoy. Oh, and come and join us at creativethursdaycourses.com/expansive artists. I almost always forget to just tell you the link. It will be in the show notes. And if for some reason the website is down, I have been hosted by the same company for years and it has never gone down that I'm aware of. I'm sure it has, but never twice in a row, two different days and for hours at a time, right when new members are trying to join us. So please get in touch if that happens to you and know that it's more than likely a technical issue on their part, not on yours. So don't give up. Stay with it. Stay focused on your dream. Join us. Reach out to me and we'll make sure that we let you know when it's back up or make sure that we find a way to bring you into the fold. But do so tomorrow before 11:59 p.m. Pacific time. Oh no, I apologize. Do so before today, Thursday, October 1, 11:59 p.m. Pacific time. I'll see you inside. Woohoo! This is exciting. I've been welcoming you. I hope you got a chance to see the welcome video if you just joined us in the Expansive Artist. It's wonderful to have you. And it looks like I successfully scheduled my first live video and got it going. Yay! So now, in the future, when I know I'm going live, sometimes it's spontaneous, but when I know I'm going live, I can schedule it and you can get reminded so you can come and join me. So today, I had some insight. We could call this one of my epiphanies, although it'll probably be longer than 5 minutes. I had some insight I wanted to share with you and also begin answering your questions if you are thinking about joining me in the Expansive Artist. Of course, it would be an absolute honor to continue to have the opportunity to work with you and support you in making more of your art business dreams come true. That's what we're after. They're not just pie in the sky. The possibilities that are available to you today have not existed ever before. And so I just get so excited and so fired up and just cannot wait to support you further and help you do all of that a lot faster than me. So what came up today, I've just got to get super clear with you on a couple of things. One is that, yes, I have a paid program. It's called The Expansive Artist. I know many of you are just getting to know me for the first time. It is lovely to meet you. And I know we also got to work together in the challenge last week, the Sell a Piece of Art This Week challenge. And you had amazing success. I'm still hearing updates on new commissions that you've sold, new pieces you've sold, more progress you've made, more epiphanies that you've had, how you've realized that you've done some of the steps, but not all of the steps. And it thrills me to no end to know that this made a difference for you. And yes, if I wasn't very clear, I am absolutely inviting you to continue on with me in the Expansive Artist. And yes, that is a monthly paid membership. You can join annually or monthly. And monthly is $47 and annually it's $470. So it's 2 months off to join annually. And you can join also for a month. And if it doesn't feel like the right fit for you, you can leave. I do hesitate in saying that. I mean, you can cancel it at any time, no problem. But I really do want to invite artists who want to give it a little bit of time because you're going to get the most benefit from a community like this when you invest a little bit of time into it and you stay with us in the community and you also take advantage of all the resources that are just waiting for you. You want to know what next steps to take? I will guide you on exactly what those steps are, and there are videos ready for you. How to make your prints, how to do your scans. I just recently made a tutorial on how to create your own inspirational card deck. You got this. I am picking this card for you today and for me. And for me, I have it. I always choose one and I have it sitting right in front of me. This is the Expansive Artist Affirmation Card Deck to continue to inspire you with all those reminders that we all need, including me. I got this today. So it's all there for you. And whatever it is that you need, I'm here for you and I listen to you and I love running this, well, hosting and leading this membership and mentoring my community of artists because I get to refine it as we go. And it's so fun. Like, I learned a lot just hosting this challenge and having the opportunity to work with so many of you this week that I can't wait to share some of what I learned in this process with my members and how can we apply some of what I've learned here with what we're going to be working on. So Kita, so good to see you. Marie, so good to see you. I appreciate it. Marie says, I've made so much progress with the Expansive Artist, the best thing I've ever done. Oh, thank you for sharing that with me. I love hearing about all of your progress. I loved hearing about it in the challenge and I love hearing about it in the Expansive Artist. I encourage you to celebrate and share your wins all the time or at least once a week because many times we make all this progress and we are on to the next goal and we forget what we've accomplished. And I want you to remember that because the momentum, especially the momentum that you all just got last week, don't let it just be one and done. Keep it going. And one of the best ways to do that is to have a mentor to encourage you and guide you with next steps and offer knowledge that you don't even know you need yet. And also to surround yourself with a community who truly get what you're doing and who are able to support you in all of your progress and who are there to hold you accountable. So I promise to share with you today. I have the Expansive Artist. I'm inviting you to join me. Yes, it is a paid community. And yes, I'm really proud to tell you that and to invite you to join me and also say that it's a no-brainer in terms of getting help with your business. If I could have invested that amount into getting the kind of help that I'm able to provide for you with over 14 years of nonstop experience in this online space, I would have jumped at it. And at the same time, I've been in the exact place that many of you find yourself. I know you sent me messages over the weekend and I totally appreciate this. And I respect that, you know, we live in a time where there's a lot of people teaching a lot of things. And how do you know who's the right person for you? How do you know that this investment is going to be your turning point, is going to be pivotal for you? Well, a very big choice, and the choice that I made, there's two parts to this actually. The choice I made that saved my business and transformed my life and my income was to stop bootstrapping, to stop feeling like I could figure this all out myself, to step outside from my bubble and begin investing in the support of other mentors, both in the business space and in the creative arts and creative business space. And I'm just getting started because now that I know what's available to me and how much this has transformed my life and my business, so much so that I'm able to in turn offer more support to you and to my Expansive Artist members. There's just no putting that genie back in the bottle. And there's no way I can be here in good conscience and say to you, that you can do this alone and that you're going to do it without investing and trying and taking steps that you're not sure if they're going to work. But do you know what will make you sure that it's going to work is your attitude when you invest. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to Sarah Kelly is one of our Expansive Artist members, and I shared her story. I invited her to be a guest on the Creative Thursday with Marisa podcast this week because it really inspired me how she came into the membership just a few months ago, losing her job. She's an art school teacher. She was losing her job. It was being put on pause. Nobody knew what was happening at the beginning of this pandemic and the shutdown. And she took a chance not knowing if that could fit in her budget. And I understand. I understand what it feels like to feel like, wow, this might be a commitment I don't feel ready for on a monthly basis or on an annual basis. And I also know what it means to say, what do I have to do to just make that back? And then I encourage my members, and I encourage you to do the same as you go out there and invest in mentors that are right for you and programs that feel right for you, that you feel excited about, that might stretch you a little. It might scare you just a tiny bit, but in a good way. When you start making these decisions, I invite you to see what you can do to make more than that amount back. I had a mentor recently say, how can you 10x what you're investing? So how can you make that income back and do it right away? Because do you know what happens? Your entire attitude changes. You don't come into a community or learning from a mentor and say, how's this going to work for me? Is it going to work for me? It's a very different attitude than, I know that I can make this work for me. I know that I will learn something. I know if I get one big idea out of this experience, one positive connection, collaboration, that it's going to be worth it for me. And how can I make my investment back and then some? It is heartbreaking to me when I hear people say, this is not in my budget, which could just very well be this isn't the right fit for me, in which case just say it's not the right fit for you. Don't limit yourself in terms of your budget, because honestly, if you cannot invest in your business, even when you're starting out, a pretty nominal fee in education and access to resources that would take you years and so much more of your finances to figure out on your own. How do I know this? Because I did it. I made the mistake of doing that. Why do I get so passionate about this? Because you don't have to go through the same thing. And it's just this mentality. This is like one of the missions I have in the creative space, is to begin to transform this belief that we can't, that as artists, we don't have budget for things, that we can't do things until we sell our art. That's not how it works. You have to begin. You owe it to yourself to begin acting as if you are the successful, the expansive artist that you intend to be. That's how it works. You don't sit back and wait and hope that all of this gets delivered to you somehow. You're going to have to make a leap in investing in yourself. You know, when it comes to art supplies, you're going to do that. And I am sharing with you now that in today's online space, if you are dedicated to having a business, not a hobby, a business, and you may just be starting out with that, that's fine, but there's a different approach, there's a different mindset, a different attitude. This isn't just something you're trying on, this is something that you really want to make a go at. Then that's the attitude that you want to come into an environment like the Expansive Artist, that you want to bring with you with any mentor you choose to work with. Done are the days of trying to figure it out by yourself in the online space. I don't recommend it. It will take longer. You will be frustrated. You will spend more money for the areas that you believe that you're saving. And done are the days of coming into communities. And I've seen it in big courses with thousands of people who don't get exactly what they think or get their buttons pushed a certain way, because all of this is meant to help you grow, which is not always comfortable. It could and is nice for it to be fun, but sometimes it's a little bit uncomfortable. Done are the days of putting blame on anyone or asking any one's person to be your answer to your entire success. Don't ask that of your mentors. They cannot guarantee you anything, nor can I. But I can tell you, just like I did last week, I can tell you what worked for me, what's worked for me for years. And I can also tell you what hasn't worked for me and try to save you some of that struggle and some of those mistakes that I make. And that's what I can do. But it's a two-way street in that when you choose to invest, first of all, like I said, have the right attitude when you come to that investment. Be open to how you're going to make whatever money you want back from that investment, because your brain starts to go to work on those ideas. Scientifically, we know this. You can start to ask the right questions that will lead your brain to help deliver answers to you instead of saying, I don't know if this is going to work for me, and, you know, I've tried other things. And it's a very, very different attitude. If you're telling your brain before you even join anyone's community or invest in any course or invest in any mentor that you don't know if it's going to work for you, you're basically saying you don't know if it's going to work for you, and the results are maybe not going to be what you want them to be. So as a public service announcement, and of course, I would love to welcome you to work with me if I feel like the right fit for you. I am talking with you today to be very clear about the community I want to work with and the kinds of artists I want to invite to be a part of the Expansive Artists. And it does not make any sense anymore or serve you to continually be saying, oh, sure, you know, I understand that you don't want to make the time or invest in a business you say you want, or invest in learning from mentors who can help you, who probably have already helped you. I don't know how to respond to that anymore. I just say there's proof enough out there of what's available to you and what's possible for you. And you have so many options to choose from. And I understand that that could be overwhelming, but one of the best skills that you can learn to develop that I encourage in everyone I work with and just did in this challenge is it's time for you to also trust in your own intuition. Be willing to grow, stay open, step outside of your comfort zone, both in terms of what you think you can budget and both in terms of what you think you can accomplish. And that's how you'll begin to grow. Just don't do it by yourself. And most importantly, do not ask anyone to be willing to purchase your art when you in turn are not willing to purchase and invest in others. How does that even work? Someone was saying to me, you know, oh, you think that the Expansive Artist is free? No, I am a proud business owner. And how could I come to you last week and encourage you and say, I encourage you to value yourself and to price your work in a way that aligns with you and to value the gifts that you have to offer, and then say to you, and I am here available to work with you endlessly at no charge. It just doesn't make any sense. That wouldn't make me a very genuine, authentic, or even a good mentor, because I'm a mentor who's encouraging you in business. And how do I encourage you in business? This is where artists really seem to sometimes, and I know you may not be one of them because you are here, artists seem to really sometimes resist financial transactions when it comes to their work and when it comes to investing in other people or even supporting other artists or anything. And this is just a very subtle shift, but powerful shift that must be made in order for our creative community to grow and rise together and lift up as a whole. So that's what I want to share with you. Be proud of what you have to offer and what you are selling. If I'm not able to do that with you here, then how am I the person to be leading you in the expansive artist? That's what my focus is on, because I realize that all of this, your social media following, your even the incredible work that you create, none of it becomes a business unless you are able to proudly, confidently sell what you're offering. And that can be an original piece, a reproduction. It can be stationery. It can be an online workshop that you're offering, an in-person workshop. It can be a membership that you are growing. The sky is the limit for what a creative person can accomplish today. But I cannot, in good conscience, allow this space between what you are creating and the beautiful gifts you have, and that gap between confidently selling it, proudly selling it, I can't let that gap exist anymore. So if there's one thing I can share with you today, is that your attitude when it comes to investing in others is a reflection of your own attitude of when it comes to asking for someone to invest in you. And when you pay attention to that, it will be very enlightening as to why you might have struggles in selling your own gifts and work and valuing yourself in this world, because it is a spherical experience. We are all supporting one another. So that is my thought for you today. Patricia, I'm so glad that you accomplished a lot in 3 days. I was amazed you hung in there. I know you got your Instagram up. So let me know if you have questions. I know that was one of the questions, you know, is this ultimately, do I know that this is going to make a difference for me? Well, I will tell you that I will be there for you and I will show up to the best of my ability to support you and offer you what you need, and also what I can just knowingly assist you with. And the other piece of that is completely up to you, and whether you are excited, dedicated, and feeling, you know, passionate about pursuing this for you. And then those two places will meet, and most definitely you will accomplish what you want to accomplish. We will be there to support you. Kita, Marie is here. We will be here to cheer you on and support you, because we know what's possible for you. You get to decide if you are ready to embrace that and move forward in your progress. And also know that it's one step at a time. It's not about accomplishing everything all at once. And I really, really want to continue, even as a mentor, to refine my own process of guiding you through in steps that make a lot of sense and that ultimately feel very doable and simple. There's Jody. Jody, oh my goodness, it's so good to see you and all the progress that you've made. You missed my rant. This might end up being a podcast. I'm going to probably repurpose this as a podcast. My podcast listeners know my rants. Friends, I just can't do it. I can't do it. I cannot listen to people talk themselves out of opportunities that they know will have the possibility of working for them if they choose to. I just can't do it anymore. It's not going to serve you if I, like I said, continue to say, hey guys, it's fine. You can do this all yourself and you don't ever have to invest in anything, and you'll always get the return that you're looking for. You will always get something out of everything you invest in. And like I said, a huge part of that is going to have to do with the attitude with which you choose to make that investment. It's everything. So much of this is about us. And I am here to reflect back to you all that's possible for you. It's all possible for you. And I know sometimes you can have days where you feel like, I don't know, Marisa, just not feeling it today. And that's okay. It's totally okay. But you know where to return to find that in yourself. And you also know, hopefully, where to reach out to get support, to have a bat phone. Do you all know about the bat phone? Lauren, hello. So good to see you. Grace, hello. Good to see you. Do you know about the bat phone? Everyone needs to have the bat phone. You need to have people that you can reach out to and pick up your bat phone and call them when you're like, wait a minute, am I supposed to be doing this artist and business thing? Am I supposed to really, is this meant for me? Is this dream meant for me? You just want to have your friend to say, yes, it's meant for you. Take a nap, get a rest, go do something fun, enjoy yourself, and I am here cheering you on. And the more people you can have, trusted people you can have in your life to be your bat phone, to have communities who know exactly what that feeling is like when something works or doesn't work, because it's all part of the process. It's not one straight line. Sometimes I wish it was, but I don't really, because the satisfaction of figuring it out as you go and accomplishing something that was uncertain to you at one time, it's just such a powerful experience. I think that we could also admit that we enjoy it, right? So yeah, Jody, I remember it really sticks out to me whenever I do a live video, and I don't remember how you found me, but you found me, I think, through live video, and Kita and I egged you on and said, it's fine that you're starting out. Please come join us. And you did. And you are moving fast. You're moving fast. And you are just picking things up and getting things going, just like Patricia. Just like Patricia. She's like, I'm on it. I've got my Instagram going. So look, Grace said, I've recently started my Instagram page for my crafts. Thank you for your motivation to keep doing what I truly love. Grace, it is my pleasure. I will be here. I will be here for a while, I assume. I left teaching for a little bit, but I am here because I love the opportunity to support you all. And I don't take it lightly. I know that I'm ranting a little and being a little bit feisty about this just because I care about you. And I think it needs to be said. I think we've reached that level of sophistication in the online marketplace about what I intend to put a whole podcast together, even with even more specifics on how to best learn and choose programs, because I've been doing nothing but that nonstop for 2 years after I, like I said, was a turtle who came out of my shell and was like, whoops, I almost missed the boat. I'm pretty resourceful. I got a lot done, but I also really cost myself a lot of stress. And so I came back for that reason. I said, oh my goodness, if I can help more artists not go through some of the things that I went through, I will dedicate myself to this work. I will still keep painting. I will still keep making my art, but I will be here. And I started podcasting around the same time again, and right at the end of 2017, beginning of 2018. So there's over 200 podcasts. If you want more inspiration, it is out there. There are tons of live videos on Facebook. You can stay inspired. But Grace, I say it to you. I invite you. I hope that you come and join us in the Expansive Artist. Give it a try. It's not really a lot to lose and a lot to gain. It's really worth giving it a try and seeing what's inside. And you, of course, can reach out to me with questions. And if it makes sense, I will come back and answer questions for you. So please let me know. Lauren says, I've done other courses that really helped, but I always lost my way partway through. I often stumble on the selling part and creating a process. Will this community be able to offer guidance? I just heard the word simple. I like. Lauren, okay, let's be really forthright. Simple can sometimes, depending, doesn't always feel easy, right? The sell a piece of art challenge is simple, and it brought a lot of things up for people, and a lot of people made awesome progress very fast. So that is like the newest framework. The artful selling process is basically expansive artists. This is like how we've evolved. Everything's going to fall into those categories that I shared with you during the challenge. And so going off of that basis, there's a success path that I've created of the stages. And I'm going through the membership right now to come up with a new formula to make it very even visually clear what steps you want to take. But yes, I am there to offer guidance. And I invite this to my members often. And I just say, if you're like, okay, all right, Marisa, I've done this, or this is clear to me, there's, you know, a welcome sequence, and there are checklists for what each stage, what you want to focus on. And so if you take the time to just glance at that, and then you start chipping away at those steps, and some are going to be super quick. It'll feel like it should have taken longer, but it doesn't. And you go through that process, then you can say, I've done this. What do you think about focusing here or there? It's much easier for us, myself and our expansive artist members, because they are all making progress as well. It's much easier, and they know what you're working on. It's much easier for us to be able to offer some guidance back to you. Sometimes we're just too close to see it for ourselves. And it is also getting your mind into the habit of saying, okay, let me start making steps. Like, let me start highlighting steps. I recently learned from a mentor, and I can't wait to apply more of this to the expansive artist, like really having an entire process laid out. For me in the beginning, just thinking about how to share and communicate with you what I figured out on some level intuitively over many years has been its own process. And I'm reaching a new level in the way that I communicate and the way that I teach, and we'll be bringing more of that into the expansive artist to just drill it down even more. So that is a long version of saying, yes, I want it to be simple as the sell a piece of art challenge. And yes, you will, you know, experience your part of the journey with that. And it really doesn't have to be super complicated at all, though. And part of what makes it very complicated and overwhelming is when you don't know what to choose. And you're like, wait, do I sell on Etsy? Do I sell on Shopify? Wait, I need an email list. How do I do that? How do I get people to my email list? How often do I post on social media? What do I post on social media? Wait, how should I make my photographs look better? It's just, there's a lot of moving parts, and the goal that I have in the expansive artist is to help integrate it for you. Grace, it's lovely to meet you. You've only recently found me on Facebook. I'm so happy. You need to know more. Let me drop the link in for you. I'd really like, Marie says, oh, really quick, I felt just like you, but with the expansive artist, I've sold 2 paintings a month. Marie, I didn't know. Have you been telling us this in the wind for several straight months? And so many other things are happening too. Marie. So I am always nudging the expansive artist. We have a Thursday Thrills post, I have to remind you. And in that post is a list of all the wins. So when you join us, go search that post and go look at all the progress of our members. It will inspire you. And when I end up coming to speak on lives and invite new members in, which this will be the last time this year. So I really want to focus on helping the expansive artists make the most of what is implied to be a very potentially promising and big online sales season during the holidays especially. And I want to put all my support and energy in helping the expansive artist make the most of that and to have all the tools and additional resources they need for that. So the doors will close on Thursday and then that's it for a while. When I come and I invite new members to join us, when we open the doors, I often hear from existing, from our current members, that's when I hear your success stories, which I love and I appreciate you sharing them at any time, but that's so exciting. And Marie, you're not even mentioning that you have your online class that you've recorded and doing as well, right? And here's another little piece, a little tidbit for you that I will add into the one choice. Clearly there's more than one choice. The one choice, just to summarize, if you're joining me, the one choice that I made was to choose to invest in myself and my business. And I don't know why I didn't do it sooner. Some of it was, honestly, there weren't... Listen, I've been teaching online when there was no live video. There were no hubs where you could host courses. I taught on a private blog and I knew how to record myself on audio. And that made me way ahead of a lot of people because I had been podcasting. And so I knew how to post an audio, but I didn't make any video recordings. I didn't have any presentations. And this was a time where I've seen all of this come together and there weren't a lot of people teaching. Now there are a lot of people teaching. And yes, part of what you have to do is decide where you feel the most at home and where you feel the most excited to learn and inspired. And obviously make sure the person you're learning from is vetted and knows what they're doing. That's always good. That's always good. And then go for it and have a great time with it. But I didn't invest. I didn't. I just, because I was so, such a pioneer in the space, I didn't think I needed it. And it was just not good. It was just not good. Let me say that. But it's also that pain point that brought me back to teaching you. So when I hear Marie say this, when I hear Jodi say this, and Kita sent me a note in my DMs, and Sarah was on the podcast, and Kita was on the podcast last fall, with these success stories, it just really moves me. So I've just had a natural desire of wanting to support you and to just encourage more people to really, I know it sounds kind of cliche, but to really follow your dreams. Just do it. Go for it. And find people that will help you, who will support you in that. And Patricia was saying, I'd really like a book. Ebook detains the basic. I still don't know how to DM someone. Can only comment on people's posts and challenge with other aspects as well. Usually inside of Instagram, Patricia, I think I can give you that tip. Inside of Instagram, there's a little button that says DM and then there's a whole message area in there. You can try with me. I'm at Creative Thursday and just give it a whirl. If you can message people, I can't do that for myself. I'm looking at Instagram right now. Yeah, you can. You just click message on Instagram under someone's profile. Not everyone has it set up, but most people do, and that's how you do it. So Patricia, send me a note, and I will look for you. And when you get in the Expansive Artist, because I hope you're going to be joining us, I have mentors too who are up to date on areas of expertise that I am not. And that's one of the reasons I also with so much enthusiasm invest in a number of mentors because I'm also pooling from them, adding to my knowledge, and then just trying to make that simpler, easier for you and be able to deliver that faster. And so I was just learning with one of my mentors who has a very big specialty in social media. And we just did a social media challenge similar to the Sell a Piece of Art challenge, like bite-sized tips and Q&As. And it's all in the membership. It's already there. So you could just take a look at that and get the most up-to-date what's happening, how to use Instagram, how to set up your profile. It's already there for you. So Grace was saying, thank you. I do a lot of different types of crafts. Do you think this is good to carry on with all of them or concentrate on one of them? Ideally, when you're getting going, for artists, it's a little bit different, but it's always a good idea in business to pick one, get it going, and become successful with that, and then start adding on to your offerings. That's just a good rule of thumb. However, with artists, some of the journey that you're even going to go through within the expansive artist is trying things out in a safe environment and seeing what really speaks to you. So if you don't have that answer yet, that might be where you're starting, is beginning to see, okay, well, if I share this, my audience really responds and I really love making this. Or if I start creating this for, you know, to sell, is this going to be a profitable avenue for me? These are some of the choices that you will begin making. So you may have that answer. And if so, you know, you want to lean in on one, and you may also be in the process of figuring that out, in which case it's going to be really helpful to have other people to bounce ideas off of. Oh my goodness, good. So Marie was saying, I know it. I can't believe it. With my class out of the way, I'll post a lot more. I kind of disappeared from social media, but I'm excited to be back. I'm glad to have you. And you're working on the marketing part. Yes, we're always working on the marketing part. We are. It's absolutely how it's part of being a business owner. I'm working on the marketing part right now, not only to help you more, but also to grow my business. And then I have new art evolutions coming, and there's going to be a learning curve for me in what I'm figuring out with some of the new art evolutions that I'm working on. So I'm always growing and progressing. And then whatever I learn that I, of course, can share with you in the expansive artist, I do. Grace says, I used to teach art to people with learning disabilities in a day center, but I'm not sure how I could go, or do I need to get some more qualifications? Grace, listen to, Creative Thursday with Marisa is my podcast. It's on Spotify. It's on iTunes. You can also go to creativethursday.com and just click on the newest blog post and listen to Sarah Kelly. She's one of our expansive artist members. Just listen to her episode. She went from teaching art at school, as an elementary art school teacher, to growing her online business. She took her investment from her monthly investment in the expansive artist, hoping to just make that back. I mean, really, you could just try to break even and you would have won, because you're going to learn. There's hands down, you're going to learn. It is going to be worth it for you. And what do you have to sell to make $47 back? Just a couple of things, or one print, or part of an original. You can do this. Really, it's worth the try. She came in saying, what if I could just make this, because she had just had her job put on pause. And she told me on the podcast that she ended up making $3,000 in 6 weeks with the idea that I suggested for her within the expansive artist. She was too close to it to see it. Sometimes we second guess what's easy and what's in front of us. And I knew the potential she had right now, because I'm in it. I'm in the thick of understanding all of this all the time. And so it was easy for me to see. And instead of resist the guidance that she actually invested in and was asking for, because sometimes people do that too. We invest in people, but then we don't actually listen. We always know better. So I've had to learn this too. No, stay open and listen. When you invest, you know, someone might know something that will be helpful for you. She took it and she ran with it. And it's incredible what's happening for her. And her vision is very big, and it's going to have a massive impact beyond what she was doing. So I just leave it there and invite you to listen to that. That may really inspire you. And if I can, I'm seeing if Sarah might be able to join me on a live this week. And you can also ask some of my members, you know, what it's like to be in the expansive artist beyond just, I can tell you this, it's sometimes better if you hear from people who are part of it, who have worked with me. And so Sarah is an example on the podcast. Yay, Patricia's going to join us later today. You were just about to do that when you were surprised that you were on live. Good. Exciting how much you've accomplished to date. Yes, question, Patricia says. Yeah, the thing is, I've sent emails and I know only a percentage. That's just how it goes. Even with good email open rates, a percentage of you get it. And I wish that I could make sure you all knew that I was going on live today. But this was also planned, but sort of spontaneous. Chances are I may be back. I mean, I come on live pretty regularly within Facebook, and I'm doing these 30 days of creative epiphanies, which I'll just condense this one down. Yeah, Grace, let me know what you think of that. And then let me drop the link into the Expansive Artist as well. And you can sign up and join us. Like I said, try it out, and at the same time, try it out with the intention of staying, because that's where you're going to make the most progress, and that's where the community is really going to grow. I know I joined a program last year that was the most I ever invested ever in myself, dropping the link in there. And it literally almost made me a little bit nauseous, sick to my stomach. It was a massive stretch for me. And every month, I paid by month. It was a lot. It's a lot more than 47. Lots more. Every month. But I really trusted my mentor, and I knew. I fast-forwarded to a year, and I thought, if I don't do this, where will I be in a year? And if I do this, where will I be in a year? Well, every month I was like, I know if I can't do this, I can leave. I can stop. Even though the goal for this program was to be in it for a year. Basically, I was committing to the year. And I take that, integrity matters to me. So I really wasn't, it was going to have to be something big for me to leave. And I did not leave. I made it the whole year. Then I ended up continuing on with this person in a mastermind setting. And it's like, it was the scariest, most challenging thing I did. And it has also brought me the most this year. All of this has brought me so much. It has been, I say, when I say the title of this video, choosing to invest in myself and with mentors I trust, and to lean into communities that I feel safe in and feel welcomed and a part of, has just made all the difference for me. There's no way I would be here with you now without it. I can't say I don't really give up, but I definitely shut down. I don't give up. I kind of hang in, but I have retreated in the past, and it's very, that's why I get so fired up and I just go, guys, I love you with love and respect. Please don't get in your way about things that you know. It's just like push a button and get some support. Push a button. There's so many ways that you can now push a button and get support. And really, it's okay. You're going to be fine. You will make this income back. You will make more than it back. And it should be a no-brainer, really. It should be a no-brainer. So I hope, if it feels right for you, of course, that you will join us in the Expansive Artist. Do so quick like a bunny, because it's only open for this short amount of time. And then we got to get down to business. I have a lot of new things. I have new things to share. I always have some new things to share and a lot to work on. And you keep me posted on what you're most wanting support with. And especially when you join, I love to hear from you, because a lot of the best ideas come from the questions that you ask and the challenges that you face. And so we get to create for you. And it's very exciting. It's a very exciting and dynamic time. And I can't wait to see you. I appreciate you being with me today. I appreciate you being part of the challenge. I'm sure I will be back. I'll see if Sarah and some of the members are able to join me this week, and you can chat with them as well. Because I understand and I respect your choices around the investments that you want to make. And I just want to support you in making the right one for you. So please let me know if you have questions about around the Expansive Artist, about me and the work that I've done, the experience that I have. If you are new to me, just know that you are getting a mentor who has experience publishing a book, designing surface design, designing collections, 12 years of licensing experience, or almost the same amount, 14 years of selling online, someone who podcasts, who also teaches, holds creative workshops, who holds retreats when we can again in person, and who runs an ongoing community. So the focus is selling, because you can plug anything into that equation and sell and grow your business, and your business supports more time for you to make your art and supports what you want most in your life and supporting your family if that's something that you are also wanting to do. Everything. It holds all your vision. So you can plug a lot of different pieces into that, and that's why I've decided to kind of focus in on this. And all of those pieces require the elements of what we did in the Sell a Piece of Art This Week challenge. And so that's where my focus comes from. And then you also just get access to someone who has a wealth of knowledge and experience. Because the creative, thinking of Grace doing lots of different types of crafts, we do different things, and that is one of our specialty. So you want to be able to support that in yourself and then grow from there. So Pamela, good to see you. Yes, right now, all of the challenge videos will come down also at the end of the week. I had made a replay page, and unfortunately nobody told me. I don't think it was published. I could view it on my end, but I think that it was not officially published for you to view it on your end. So reach out if you need that link. Otherwise, they're on Creative Thursday, where you are right now, and in our Successful Artist Facebook group, but they are coming down. And so you'll have a moment to watch them, and you can definitely watch this one, assuming nothing glitchy happens when I end it. Lauren, thank you. I appreciate you being here. Oh, that's a good idea. Yes. If you can email the day before you go live, we're more likely to see it as not glued to email all day. Sometimes just a couple of times a week. Daily now, though. Yes. That's good, Patricia. I expect you to be daily. Expect you to be daily right now. I know how it is. Oh my goodness. My inbox is overflowing. So also, if I owe you an email, please, thank you for understanding and your grace. I work to get to everything en masse at least once a week, and obviously as it's coming through. But yeah, the more I grow, the more my inbox becomes flooded and emails go to all different kinds of inboxes. I'll try to give you a heads up for the next one a day before. Sound good, Patricia? And otherwise, if beyond challenges and me inviting you to join me in the Expansive Artist, beyond that, I come on live on Thursday, usually. Not always a set time. Not always, but if I can give you a heads up, I will. Yes. Oh, you want a remote road trip? So I want to go back and review the videos and this one. I think I understand what you mean, Pamela. I think I understand what you mean. I also made a special one for you at the end of the challenge. which really explains a lot too in regards to the expansive artists. But I'm wondering if everyone got to see that or not. And I shared some success stories with you and talked about my vision going forward and how I can best support you. So, okay. Yep, the deadline is October 1st, and there really is no messing around on that. I hold very tight to that deadline. In fact, I even stay up and close the doors myself. Because it's usually a pretty exciting time. I'm not going to lie, a lot of members wait till the end. They're called deadline dancers. And then when you join, tell me what you think about the special welcome video I made for you. Oh, Pepita left. She's over there. Pepita's in there as well. I'm cheering you on always. And yeah, deadline dancers are people who wait till the very end. So don't wait till the very end, because you will miss it and it will be sad. Because I have started getting those messages and it is a bummer when people just missed it. So right now, if you are wanting to be a part of this, pay attention to your inbox so you don't miss anything. Yeah, so let's see. Patricia was saying, you get solicitations from artists who offer to teach me how to paint their way, not helping me get ahead with promoting me and starting to sell my work. You are the first. I take that as a really great compliment, Patricia. Thank you. One of the things that I noticed, and also noticed when I was teaching art to people, is that a lot of times, even in art classes, this really surprised me, that art teachers teach you how to paint like them. And I do understand there may be a certain technique you're working on, so don't misunderstand what I'm trying to say. But to me, all about cultivating creativity and cultivating in someone in business is to help them to identify and tap into what their unique point of view is, their unique voice. Very, very early on, before I was ever believing I could paint, I designed a line of kids' furniture. Oh, I've done that too. I hand-painted it. I made the decision, no, that was not something I was willing to take orders on. So I pivoted. But I went into a trade show. I've done that also. I've done pretty much a little bit of everything in this space. So I went to these trade shows and took orders. And that mentor, though, said to me, he was one of the early people that believed in me, and he said, I've seen a lot of design over the years, and you have a very unique point of view. And that really stuck with me, because that to me is everything. It's not about looking out into the sea of what's working and trying to do more of that. I mean, unless that's truly, you know, what fuels you and inspires you, but I still encourage you to make that your own. And so when I started teaching art to people, I was really excited to see how they would take what I had shared with them and it would be theirs. I did an animal painting class, and everyone's work looked so uniquely like them. And so I thought a lot about that in terms of the business space and saying, I want to encourage you and attract a diverse group of artists to really lean into what their specialty is. And to me, that's where you really have a lasting business. Because if you're trying to look out into the world of what's out there, you can end up, even by accident, mimicking what's out there. And while it might be on trend now, what happens when it's not? Because it does change. So just wanted to add that, because it's really important that I make that clear, because I've noticed that happening, and I've seen people ask that question, like, how do I do this but not look like you, because it seems like that's what you're teaching, and that is to continue to stay in tune with your own voice. Yes, the successful artist group videos, you want to go back and review those. Yeah, I'm glad that you love the pom-pom. This is actually, they're on a It's a whole party. It's a whole party. They're on the string. I put them all together. Don't be a deadline dancer. Skies, we call ourselves. Wait, I don't know the Skies terms. Don't be a deadline dancer. Come join us in the Expansive Artist. I have a fun little video for you there. And I can't wait to welcome you. We're going to have an official welcome party once you get settled in. We're going to have a welcome party in the next few days after you're there, within the week. It's going to be fun. We've got a lot of fun things planned. I get excited about this all the time. Ask my Expansive Artist members. I'm always excited about what's coming. Anyway, all right. I have been with you, kept you almost an hour. I hope that this has been helpful. And, you know, reach out to me with questions. We'll get them answered for you. I want to help you feel good and confident about the decision you're making. I don't want to try to coerce you. That's not my style anyway. But it's not about trying to get you in and then have you in there and feel like, oh, this isn't the right fit for me. Let's make sure as best we can that it is. And of course, if you join us in the Expansive Artist and you feel like, oh, this definitely isn't the right fit for me, I hope that won't happen. But you can leave. You can leave. We will wish you well. But we want you with us forever. Really, we do. So again, like Patricia said, don't be a deadline dancer. I'll see you soon. Thanks for joining me. Creative Thursday is recorded and produced by me, Marisa. You can find all things Creative Thursday at creativethursday.com and creativethursdaycourses.com. You can join us in the Expansive Artist for the last time in 2020 at creativethursdaycourses.com, and the direct link is creativethursdaycourses.com/expansive-artist. I can't wait to support you. I'm so inspired. I'm so inspired and excited by all the progress that artists are making, like super quick, way faster than I ever did. Of course, that's the goal, to support you in making progress much faster and with more ease than many of us, me especially, went through in all these years. And just the desire and the passion to really turn your hobby into a business, that dedication, that fire. I love it. It's really exciting to see. So I cannot wait to support you. I'll see you inside, and thank you so much for listening.